This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud, or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda, whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch. Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
Let's welcome tonight's guest. She never blunders when she hosts Outnumbered. Host of the Faulkner Focus and Outnumbered co-host Harris Faulkner. His pronouns are he and his, but his scruff says daddy. Vice President of Public Relations for Z Labs, Chris Barron. She's like a doormat, thin, welcoming, and often found laying on your porch. Fox News contributor, Kat Tibb. Finally, he wanted to be a football kicker, but they kept running out of balls. My massive sidekick in the NWA World Television Champion, Tyrus. So, Harris, I'm sure you've been talking about this a lot. What is your... Do you think the story is about classified documents or something else going on?
Well, if it were about classified documents, then those that he had already handed over, whether he knew they were in those boxes or not, would be part of the argument. Well, then you keep talking about how to get more of whatever is there. Mm-hmm. But per Griff Jenkins, one of our correspondents here on Fox News about an hour and a half ago, reported that according to Fox News sources, the negotiations of some sort had broken down, and that's why they got the warrant.
It's that, but that's like going nuclear.
But that sounds like something that they could simply say out loud without jeopardizing the case.
Yeah.
I mean, the DOJ is a mess right now.
No, it's
and stayed silent all day.
Yeah, if this is a screw-up, it's one of the biggest screw-ups of all time. And I include your jacket-shirt combo, Chris.
This is beautiful. Are you kidding me? I know you're jealous. I know you're jealous.
I'll dress you next time.
Me
on this.
Solid.
Here's the thing. You should be angry about this, but if you get angry, then you fit into their mode. Ha ha, they're angry. What's next?
Well, yeah, there was a Boston Globe article like that came out mid-afternoon that was like the right-wing anger and violence brewing, which is, of course, what they want.
Right.
Here's the thing that drives me the craziest about this. All these people who says we have to give the DOJ and the FBI the benefit of the doubt. Mm-hmm. Absolute. Mm-hmm. If you're going to cross this line, if you're going to raid the not just a former president, but the chief political opposition, the guy who's most likely to be running against Biden in 2024, the FBI and DOJ have an obligation to come out and say, what the hell is going on? Why was this necessary? Why did they cross this line? We shouldn't be sitting here guessing like, oh, is it over documents?
Yeah.
There's something else going on. If you're going to cross this line, you better come forward and you better make it clear there was a damn good reason to do this.
Yeah, this is not normal. It's not normal. Kat, I mean, do you ever worry about getting raided? Anything? Why should we? Like, now you have to think about that. Because they raided a president. That means they do you.
Some of us have always been thinking about it. Hearing all these people talk about the concerns about too powerful of law enforcement agencies federally, libertarians are over here like, yeah, like we've been talking about that. And if you are concerned about federal law enforcement agencies potentially being politicized, then you shouldn't stand for giving them the kind of power that makes that possible. I've seen a lot of Republicans today talk about those concerns who are, you know, Republican politicians who are the same people who, for example, repeatedly voted to repeatedly reauthorize the Patriot Act.
Mm-hmm.
So I hope that there's something to be learned from this in terms of seeing what can happen, regardless of what side you're on, when these agencies have far more power than they should.
Would you be okay with disbanding the FBI?
I think the FBI has far too much power. Mm-hmm. Far too much power.
Yeah, and I will admit that I am probably one of the people that you're talking about in the sense that... Thank you. No, I mean, it's like now they're using the Patriot Act or their authority to track down citizens in the United States.
Oh, you mean like parents at school board?
Exactly.
Yes, exactly.
Yes. Yes.
So, Tyrus, what are your thoughts on this?
I love this.
Yeah.
This is phenomenal. This would get me hyped. Yeah. I'd be outside clapping. All right, game on. Okay. You got nothing. You ain't got the bookkeeper. You got nothing.
Yeah.
You know, I'd have fun with it.
Yeah.
I got the best lawyer. You'll be FBIing in Alaska when I'm done. I'd find every cliche from every movie. We've been there. We've done this before. You had me on Russia. I remember it was Joan of Arc Behar came on and said, we have the papers and we got him.
Yeah, we got him.
We got him. They got nothing.
Mm-hmm.
So this is, again, you've inspired. You have to look at things. I love Spite. I like Spite stores. I have a Spite career. We're going to have a Spite president. I couldn't be happier. You go into my house, you try to embarrass me.
Mm-hmm.
The man who cannot be embarrassed.
Yes.
It's so true.
Well, and Trump ran for president because they said Obama made jokes about him.
One joke.
Yes.
At a party.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're going to be president.
Yeah.
So, you rung the bell, game on.
Mm-hmm.
He's fired up. So I'm going to sit back and just watch. It might be a Spite position for me in this. Yeah. I love. So, yeah.
Representative Jim Banks and about a dozen other Republicans are meeting at Bedminster,
mm-hmm.
right? And I'm just wondering, as you talk about it, I mean, that is a galvanizing point. Maybe they didn't agree on policy, and maybe they haven't agreed. But, I mean, he legitimately now has brought more people together just because he wasn't home.
Yep. Yeah, amazing. That's all. I mean,
do you think they would have done this had he been standing there? I don't know about that.
Yeah. Listen, I would have been worried if Nancy Pelosi didn't come out and say, you know, no one's above the law. For real?
Yeah.
For real?
Yeah.
Stock trade?
I don't remember the president getting the DUI and destroying somebody's car and mm-hmm. not being charged.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
The other funny thing about
also
Nancy
stock options.
Nancy Pelosi, what did she say? Presidential documents should be preserved. I think, wasn't she the one that tore up Trump's speech?
Yeah.
Anyway.
Like I said, it's all good, man.
Well, yeah,
and by the way, 24.
And by the way, Greg, just it's entertaining to me watch the left defend the FBI. This is the same FBI that tried to destroy Martin Luther King.
Yeah.
They spent years wiretapping him, trying to set him up, sending him blackmail letters. They are saying the FBI, you can't even question them. Mm-hmm. And the FBI has a long history of being used as political pawns.
Yeah.
All right. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud, or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda, whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch. Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
Do you have a fear of wearing strangers' workout gear? Too bad inflation raised the chance that you'll be wearing used pants. Lululemon, is that a guy? is selling used yoga pants. According to the Wall Street Journal, a local paper owned by our parent company, Velveeta, they report that sales of secondhand clothing are expected to rise 23% this year. How do they get that right? Even TV hosts are getting into the act. Right now, I'm wearing Jason Priestley's underwear. Of course, secondhand is a far more palatable way of putting it than the more accurate second sweaty ass. But rising costs due to inflation may have more people deciding that buying used is worth it. Still, the article claims that people do find some items grosser to buy used than others, you know, such as shoes and Band-Aids. Anyway, this seems like a good place for a skit.
Hello, sir. Welcome to Second Time Around. Do you see anything you like?
Yeah, I'm going to get some of these distressed underpants.
Ooh, great choice. Can I interest you in this certified pre-chewed sandwich?
Great, that'll save me so much time.
Right?
And I'm gonna get one of these used toothbrushes, too.
Oh! Honey, have you seen my lucky toilet toothbrush? My dad gave it to me. Oh, you don't wanna know what Pop-Pop had to do to smuggle this out of Albania.
That, according to this article, 62% of millennials and Gen Z, they look for used clothes before buying new clothes. Do you buy used stuff?
Yeah.
Where do you buy it?
I buy used shoes.
Yeah. Oh, you do?
I do, because like I have to always wear different shoes on the show. I'm not going to be walking around in heels in the wild. Yeah. So I'm only wearing them from that green room to here. So I don't want to spend a lot of money. So I buy used shoes.
You mean you buy used heels?
Yes.
Okay. That makes sense. Yeah. That would make sense. Why buy something new that you wear for 1 hour?
Yeah, exactly.
Well, there's some things I'll wear for an hour that I have to throw away.
Please don't look
after.
My way.
I'm sorry, Harris.
Well, you're saying that. Mine. Please don't look my way.
That's a great song. Please don't look my way. It's like a sequel to, well, anyway. Harris, you save 39 bucks on yoga pants if you buy them used. Is that a good deal? They're still used.
You know, I kind of don't want to pick on this because this is Bidenflation.
Right. It's Bidenflation. Absolutely
and,
right.
And I don't want to pick on this because the prices of everything are going to go up.
It's crazy.
New spending bill.
Yeah, you're right.
And people are going to feel it even more. And it's serious stuff. And so if people need to, you know, get items that they have to have.
Give up yoga.
Don't give up yoga. Just wash them before you wear them.
If you're practicing yoga, you're probably doing okay.
Wash them before you wear them.
Oh, I'd never do that. You know what's funny, though? In terms of the serious thing,
Jason,
there is an emblem of certain kinds of eras. Like, I remember when you heard about Jimmy Carter, it was long gas lines. Now, you know what it is. Used yoga pants.
I don't even like to wear my hockey gear that I'm the only person who's worn it before.
But that's
like,
because you don't clean it. And it
I do,
stinks.
But it's still disgusting.
Oh, stop. This
you can
is
do.
So
that's
gross.
The worst thing is athletic gear because it's so hard to clean. People don't clean it.
This is a true awful story. I had a game on Monday night, and I left my bag in my truck. It's just sitting in the parking lot at Union Station right now.
Ew.
That gear is just baking in there.
Yeah, it's night, and
and I'm gonna sell it online when I get home.
You know what is just the most disgusting thing, Tyrus? He's hit on it. It's that gym bag with the clothes in it that you leave in the car in hot weather, and you open it up. It's like a dead body.
Yeah.
Who are you?
Oh, this is who he is. Yeah. He's living his best life right now.
Yes, I am.
I don't know. I bet I could sell mine and get someone to buy it.
Exactly. Oh, man.
I gotta be honest, man. I'm offended by this whole concept.
Yeah.
It's all, you know, must be nice. Must be a small person problem where you can all sell your clothes to other people. Yeah, everything off. I got to buy everything brand new. There's not another G walking around putting his stuff up on the places. Thrift shop or retro. Yeah, once you're a plus size monster, you got to buy everything. So there is no, you know.
What size shoe do you wear again?
17.
17.
You're a professional athlete, though.
Yeah, but if I would, you know where I would be if I'd have to buy professional athlete clothes? I would like use pants or something like that to walk into Goodwill and be like, sure, why not? Not Tent Cities that way, Briz. Like,
oh my gosh.
Yeah, I can take 4 shirts and a pair of my pants and house a family of 2.
That's not
That's
true.
Funny. Kyle, you could wear like a tent as like a
I didn't ask you to jump in.
You just carve a little hole in the top and you just let the tent go down.
Oh, Greg, don't talk about size.
I know, I know.
Smaller than my youngest child.
I could put Greg in one of my socks and like spin him around and just beat him.
You know, all right, enough. We're out of time. Thank you, Harris Faulkner, Chris Barron, Captain Paris, studio audience. Folks, this is Night with Evil Tanner. Bring it back. I break up all of you, America.
I'm Emily Campagno, host of the Fox True Crime Podcast. January 26th, 1988 was a cold and suspiciously quiet night at the Indianapolis Police Department, but the frigid night took a chilling turn with news of a triple homicide. This week, I'm joined by retired Sergeant Judd Green for a look back at this savage case. Available now on Apple, Spotify, and FoxNewsPodcast.com.